One of the really interesting things about the suburbs is that we all think of them as family focused, and that's who they were first built for. That's not who actually lives there now. Since 2000, two-thirds of suburban households did not have kids in them. The boomers are mostly empty nesters. Coming up behind them are Gen X, who are generally in their 30s and 40s, but they're a small generation. There actually aren't enough Gen Xers to occupy all of the existing single-family homes that the baby boomers will vacate eventually. Then behind them, you get another big generation, which is Gen Y, in their early 30s, most of them in their 20s. And Gen Y is actually clear so far in saying they don't want to live in the suburbs. 77% say, you know, even once they have kids, they want to live in an urban place. Increasingly, we're seeing access to transit starting to eclipse school district as the big prime determinant for real estate values. So those communities that actually can manage to do both are really going to be the winners.
Not only are we creating this urbanism, but also for the aging population and for the environment as well.
You know, the baby boomers basically were the babies that the post-war suburbs were built for, and we've designed a habitat that we will not be able to age in place in very gracefully, especially because of the dependence on the driving. So how do we begin to design senior housing into places that people can stay in their same community but not in that house that requires a lot of maintenance and you have to drive everywhere? I mean, the suburbs have been, for the last 100 years, we've assumed that the suburbs are the healthy choice, the healthy place to raise your family.
The fresh air.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that really goes back to kind of 19th century ideas where the major health threat was infectious diseases and the fear that you would catch them in the overcrowded cities. So you wanted to move your family out. Today, infectious diseases are not the major health threat that most of us in the developed world face. In fact, what is now at epidemic levels are the chronic diseases, which have to do with our behavior, in particular, lack of physical activity that then leads to heart disease, diabetes. I mean, these are really the big health threats, as well as car crashes is actually the number one cause of death for anyone under age 35. And frankly, the suburbs actually are where we see people having more sedentary lifestyles, driving more, exposing themselves actually to much greater risks.
Another reason came along for people to sort of re-examine these underperforming pockets, and that was the economic downturn.
Absolutely. The recession accelerated the trends that were really already in place, and so we saw a huge expansion of the number of dead malls, strip malls, and adding to that now zombie subdivisions, more and more office parks going way under with the recession. But it gave the public sector a chance to really take a breath and talk with their communities about what kind of future growth do we want to attract when the economy recovers, and what kinds of zoning changes can we put in place now so that we are the place that development comes when we get that chance.